This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Yo, man. Yo, it's getting real, man. Just to Vivile with Mrs. Simeyeni on the line. She's going to be telling us a bit more about entitlement in relationships and dealing with entitlement and when to know when someone we are in a relationship is entitled. So, Sawanama.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? It's just the two of us today.
Yeah, just the two of us. So excited. But Princess G, yeah. Unfortunately, she will not be joining us. Namhlanje. Yeah, but she did say I must send her love for to you.
No, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you as well. Mm. So we'll tell her it was good, and we'll leave the without you part out of it.
Okay. So now we're going to be diving into our topic, which is entitlement in a relationship. So before we get into the topic, for umuntu who doesn't know what entitlement, for someone who has never been in a relationship romantically, nomumuntu who's, what do you call it? Lomuntu hamba yedwa, inkomo edla yedwa, ungamchazela uthini umchazela about the term entitlement?
I think the term entitlement, it refers, or it's applicable in many, many aspects of our lives.
Mm.
So most importantly, it's just about you feeling like you, how can I say it, feeling like something must happen for you.
Yes.
I think I'm trying to be, yeah.
Yeah. So, for umuntu, how can you, ungabona kanjani ukuthi this person is being entitled, you know, ngaba semdenini or friendship or in a, or maybe in a romantic relationship?
I think, you know, many of us, we enter relationships with some kind of fantasy, one, and also some kind of expectation, and also some kind of excitement and looking forward to certain things in a relationship. And I think that we all have a created relationship in our head of how does my relationship with my family, my friends, my partner look like? And we all have that fantasy that exists within our head, you know. I always used to say that unfortunately for us generation who grew up with Days of Our Lives, Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless, and all of that playing on TV, we created such misconceptions as far as romantic relationships are concerned. And in that, then we find ourselves in trouble of the fact that we feel like so many things must be done for us in relationships. I'll make an example with the most popular one. A child feels like their mother or their father must buy them a pair of Jordans. You know what I mean? Or a girlfriend feels like their boyfriend must buy them an iPhone. And it's part of the things that somehow they are entitled to in as far as the relationship is concerned. And that is, you know, when somebody starts to say, but so-and-so has done this for Usman Man, you know, when a child comes home and they said, and I'm gonna say now, you know, that is a conversation of entitlement.
I feel like a lot of us are guilty of that one. You know,
Yeah. And I think it often puts us at a position where we feel like we deserve something, you know? One, first of all, we feel like we deserve it.
True.
And then secondly, we feel like the other person does not have a choice but to give it to us.
Yeah.
And that's the most unfortunate part in relationships, because it's not everybody that has an affordability or that has an ability or that has the time that you are demanding. In a romantic relationship, somebody might be viewing a relationship of their friend and their boyfriend and how they are always together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden they want to implement the same thing in their relationship, only to find that one of them works, one of them is a student, one of them has, a side hustle or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Therefore, time does not really allow that their relationship be similar to what their friend looks like. And now because they feel so entitled to it, they fail to see the true nature of their relationship and are wanting to impose things that are coming from another relationship.
Mm.
And just because they feel like I'm entitled to also what they have, you know.
Yeah.
And when we feel, when you have somebody that is entitled in the relationship, you'll be able to identify them by being takers. They are constantly taking and hardly giving back anything. And that person is entitled. You know, I'm entitled. He must love me.
Yeah.
She must love me.
He must buy me
he
food.
Must take care of me. She must take care of me.
Yeah.
She must make me happy. He must make me happy. They must make me happy. It's them that need to do things for me.
Mm.
That is a sense of entitlement in a relationship. And you identify it by that. It's in the tongue. The person is constantly saying it. And also it's in the actions. They are never willing to release anything to the next person simply because they feel like they're the ones that deserve to get and the other person doesn't.
Wow. So, Mrs. M, you know, kind of lento le etsi indoda must, you know, for, I'm sure you've heard of that. That also, can you identify that as being entitled?
Yes. Definitely.
Mm.
There's no doubt about it. That is entitlement.
Mm.
And some people are not going to like me for what I'm going to say, but how on earth are you expecting you to not be able to do or to get those things for yourself? You are unable.
Yeah.
You look at your own personal bank account, it cannot buy you an iPhone.
True.
But your sense of entitlement assumes that somebody who's exactly most probably your age also probably is just hustling like maybe you are. Now they can afford to buy you an iPhone that they probably don't have.
Yeah.
That is a sense of entitlement, and it's killing relationships.
Yeah.
It's killing family bonds where people feel like, mina, my parents abukisa ngami because I don't have this and my friends have that. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, the parents are not meaning gutsa abukisa ngawe. It is their affordability.
Yes.
But they can't. You as a child are failing to live within the means of your family.
Mm.
Even in a relationship, you know, some relationship might lack money, but you would never be able to identify it because what they don't lack is love.
Yeah.
What they don't lack is care.
Mm.
What they don't lack is jokes with one another. What they don't lack is ambition to make a better future together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I find those people richer than the people who are buying each other things right now.
Yeah.
I find the people with ambition. I find the people looking forward to the future together much, much richer than those people that are like, he must just go away.
Yeah.
That's entitlement. And unfortunately, as you grow older in life, you start to realize that when your own children start demanding things or maybe family or relationships that demanding things out of you. You'd be like, hey, well, you can't, but they can, because you've also been applying the same attitude in your life.
Wow. So how can one differentiate between healthy expectations and entitlement?
I think, you know, healthy expectations should be something that you can meet for yourself.
Yeah.
A person should not want something from somebody that they can't give to themselves.
Yeah, true.
It's a healthy expectation to expect somebody to buy you a car, but you can afford to buy yourself a car.
Yeah.
You're like, you've built your own affordability to buy a car. So that expectation is not unrealistic,
yes,
because you are not putting a burden. It's simply an if you can.
Yeah.
And the inability does not define the relationship.
Yeah, true.
You see, and a healthy expectation is something that you are willing to wait for.
Yes.
If someone like, what's this song, Rupengili Banoi? If somebody says Rupengili Banoi, they've given you their expectation,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And for that expectation to be healthy, you know, it means you must be able to wait for it.
True.
And you also can play a part in their ability to actually buy you Ibanoi. Which means you are supportive. You are, you know, they're building. That's why I was saying earlier on that people who have ambition together are actually far more richer than those who are young, spending money that they are demanding from other people or taking as entitlement from other people.
Wow. What are the potential consequences of unchecked entitlement in a relationship?
Oh, those are hectic, eh? Those are hectic. Today we have children who have run away from home because home could not buy him a pair of jeans that he wanted.
Yeah.
We've got children who are disrespectful to their parents.
True.
Because they could not go to the school where his friends are going. There's so much that that can be detrimental consequences to entitlement. You got people who literally throw away their future simply because whatever that they were promised, whatever that they think they deserved at that particular time was not fulfilled. You've got relationships that could have ended up in a marriage that is beautiful with children or not, but simply because the guy could not buy a phone at that particular time, she made a decision to say, then it means it's not for me.
And then
all of a sudden, when they are older, he is able to buy 20 iPhones at the same time, and now all of a sudden you're looking back and you're causing trouble for a family that he's got. You know what I mean? There are dire consequences for people that are unwilling to deal with their entitlement mentality.
Yes.
Most of the time it can be bred at home where your family makes you feel like you deserve the whole world and the people must just give you everything. Or sometimes it's really, really from selfishness, where somebody really thinks that it's them, and nothing else.
Ngasu utacha lapana in the relationship part. I think also in social media, I mean, in the unrealistic expectations that people in relationships tend to have. Utolunguti ubone klampe on utel scroll lapana on your Twitter or Instagram. Ubone uguti mklampe intombazane engangawe in the apartment, noma bayithengele imoto as a present, you know, a birthday gift. Bese nawe banalokho ukuthi, ish, nama must also, I must also get, I must also be given a car as a birthday present.
Yeah. And I think then you will get yourself in situations where you probably are selling your body without calling yourself the actual name, but you are actually doing it just so that you can be able to get the things that the other people are getting. We always forget that whatever anybody has, there is a certain level of sacrifice that they've had to go through. If it's a good thing, if it's a degree, they've sacrificed some sleep to get to it. If it's business, they've sacrificed some family time to get to it. You know, if the same thing works, that if it's just being, you know, blessed with stuff, let me use that word, blessed in a, in, not in a Christian way, blessed with that stuff by people, you will be sacrificing a certain part of yourself in order for you to be able to get there. And I think that that is like literally very important, because people must know that every entitlement that you feel has consequences for you, for your future, for where you want to be in the future, for the people around you, the people that you relate to. You know what I mean? You find wives that have been married for the longest of time, all of a sudden exhausted with the entitlement of the fact that the husband literally always wants to bring and butter and whatever and place in a particular way somewhere, and because it has over time moved from being an act of love to being an expectation to being an entitlement.
So are there communication techniques to address entitlement constructively?
Definitely there are. I think when you are with somebody, you should be able to tell them when they're behaving in an entitled manner. For instance, when you are a young woman, no one's entitled to your body, no matter what they promise you. You are the one that holds the power to that. A person can't come to you and say, now I'm your boyfriend, or now I'm your girlfriend, so you need to do the deed with me. You know what I mean? You should be able to say, no, no one's entitled to my body. I'm entitled to the decisions that I make about my own body. And those conversations are tough, but you shouldn't shy away from those conversations. From those conversations, they actually really do save us a lot of trouble. You, even if it's your child at home, you must be able to sit your child down to say, listen, the things that God has assigned me to do for you is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The rest is an additional thing that I'm able to do because of how hard I've worked and my affordability. And if I can afford any further than this, I will be able to do it for you. But at the moment, this is how far my affordability goes. When we were growing up, our parents really did hide their affordability from us. And that made us want a lot of things that parents really could not afford. And one of the things that I appreciated about my own mother is that she could always tell me that she can't afford it. If she can't afford it, she would literally say it. That, sorry, my child, I can't afford that. And it wouldn't be with a sad face. It really would be with a straight face. And a face that says, I have done my level best for you, you know? Everything else that is over and above, an iPhone is an over and above, a set pair of Nikes is an over and above, a, what's this, an outing with your friends is an over and above. But now what I have been able to do here at home is provide for you a sense of a cover, you know, clothing, food, school.
Yeah.
You do not lack any of those things that are your basic needs as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Even in a relationship, you know,
yeah.
if somebody then says to you, well, because we haven't slept together, it means we haven't sealed that relationship. Then you simply then ask, what are you missing in terms of my attention, the love, the care, and all of that? Does it really, really, really having my body mean that, you know, that overcome, or does it overshadow everything that I am to you? I speak to you. I encourage you.
Yeah.
I push you towards your dreams. So what is it that is missing? You know what I mean?
Mm.
And those conversations are very, very important.
Mm.
Never feel like you don't have a voice in any relationship. And I know many parents go through this in their children, like teenagers. They really lose their voices.
Yeah.
In telling their kids the truth, in really going to an honest path with their children.
Mm.
It's not easy. It's not like they want to lose their voice. It's a hard and a tricky thing to bring about a young mind that is vibrant and wanting to figure and find itself. But I do believe that you can still have a voice of honesty within yourself in any kind of relationship, in friendship.
Yeah.
You know, you could be going to a mall and your friend starts shopping and they ask you, how, friend, why are you not paying you? You just tell them, friends, I don't have money.
Yeah.
The money that I have, I'm saving to do 1, 2, 3, and that's it.
Mm.
You do not owe any further explanation after that.
Yeah. So can entitlement issues be resolved, or is it sometimes better to end the relationships? And if they can be resolved, what steps can be taken to rebuild a trust and balance in a relationship affected by entitlement?
I think they can be resolved. But I think the biggest challenge is that are people willing to resolve them? If someone is not willing to resolve them, you know, they can't. They won't be able to resolve them. But if they can, they can certainly sit down and be like, I don't know where this comes from, but this is an issue for me and I'm unable to cope with this in as far as our relationship is concerned.
Wow, that was really powerful, Mrs. M. I'm just trying to process everything, because we do find ourselves in situations where you are just so entitled to my things or anything that I own. You know, because some people tend to become defensive as I when
Remember that relationships also are about comfort.
Yeah.
If you can't have a voice, then you're not comfortable. Then you're not in the right place.
True.
You're not in the right place. Mm. If you can't have a voice, you are not in the right place. You need to find yourself a right place.
Yeah.
If it's family, though, unfortunately, we can't change family. But if you're old enough to go start your own family, do so.
Yeah.
Then trying to change grown-ups about how they want to do things, or trying to impose the things that you have gone and learned and coming and imposing them on other people.
Thank you so much, Mrs. M. You know, having you on the show, Jay, and I know that someone out there needed to hear this conversation, because it is important to have, like you said, it's important to have your voice in a relationship. It is important to go to Mundum Jay, like, I feel like this and that and that, and Angi Tandile, you know, just address the issue of entitlement, because at the end of the day, you, like you said the other day, that a relationship is a two-way street. We have to meet each other halfway.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So, and
most definitely.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your day, Mrs. M. We love you and we can't wait to talk to you again next week.
Thank you so much. You enjoy the rest of your day too. And it's really been.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.